This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we don't have a lot of new numbers of the leprosy cases, which we spoke about last week, but they say the numbers are rising, slowly, but rising. New cases found in Central Florida, making us wonder if this is going to be more often endemic than coming from somebody who traveled internationally. Leprosy is one of the oldest known infectious diseases in history. Never got eradicated. It's also known as Hansen's disease, named after the doctor who identified in the 1800s. Even though we knew of leprosy, it didn't get its official name until, I think, the 1800s. But in terms of the cases, they say from 2015 to 2020, 34% of new cases in the U.S. seem to be acquired locally without the traditional risk factor of international travel. There's leprosy in other countries that can, sadly, you can become exposed to overseas then come to America. But they believe that the individuals that they're seeing in Florida getting this, I think there might be some other states involved as well, were ones who never left the country. The report was published in the journal Emerging Infectious Diseases by the CDC. Now, they say the new cases have been slowly rising for the last 20 years in the U.S., particularly the southeastern states in the past decade. In 2020, 159 cases were reported in the U.S., 81% of the new cases in Central Florida. Leprosy, they say, is a very misunderstood illness, according to Dr. Aaron Glatt, Chief of Infectious Disease of Mount Sinai South Nassau Hospital on Long Island, according to Fox News Digital. He says it is nowhere near as contagious as many people think. But the CDC has not issued a travel advisory right now, or, you know, nobody's necessarily panicking. 159 cases, that was the number we were told, you know, that came from 2020. But they are wanting medical providers to be aware. They said, even with the recent increase of cases in the U.S., especially in Florida, leprosy remains very rare. Most patients with leprosy are easily treated. Complications are rare. And there are. There's antibiotics and things we could use for that. So leprosy is a disease that could be chronic. It could affect the skin, affect the nerves, and is caused by a bacteria called Mycobacterium leprae. This is a bacteria that likes nerves. Now, you know, viruses like rabies affect the nerves, things like that, but this is one of the very few bacteria that do. Now, most of us are not susceptible to the infection, but unfortunately those who are immunocompromised can. What makes leprosy so scary is the incubation period could be 20 years. The incubation period is the time you were exposed to the time you elicit symptoms. So where was I 20 years ago? I was giving birth to one of my kids. I was probably, I was pregnant. And I was, he was already born. Do I remember where I could have been exposed if I end up getting something like this? So the fact that it could take up to 20 years makes it very, very hard to diagnose. Leprosy was renamed Hansen's disease after the Norwegian scientist Gerard Henrik Amarer Hansen discovered that bacteria was the cause of the disease in 1873. So you could have a disease entity, but to figure out what it was from, Hansen figured out this was a bacteria, as opposed to being bit by something or evil spirits, or he identified the bacteria, so he got it named after him. Now, the average time, even though it could take 20 years to show symptoms, the average time is approximately 5 years. You're not supposed to be able to get it just by shaking people's hands or hugging somebody. But yes, you can, with skin on skin or respiratory droplets, get it. 150 to 250 people are reported to have the illness each year in the U.S. The majority of the cases in 2018 were from Arkansas, California, Florida, Hawaii, Louisiana, New York, and Texas. But it is a lot more common globally. Even though we had a handful, 250,000 people are diagnosed annually each year. Now, India, Brazil, Indonesia have many more cases. Half of all new cases worldwide appear to be diagnosed in India. So, if you're shaking somebody's hand or hugging somebody, we don't really see a lot of handshaking anymore since COVID. You shouldn't be able to get leprosy. But if you are having close contact with a family member or coworker over a while back, that could be an issue. But the disease is primarily transmitted through droplets from the nose and mouth. So somebody with leprosy could sneeze. If you breathe that in or take in those droplets, that could give you leprosy. Interestingly, though, Fox News says 95% of the population are naturally immune to it. So, you know, how did that happen? Well, it could just be when leprosy was more common, you had individuals who didn't get it, and they had a certain resistance, and then those individuals gave progeny. So those people who got affected with leprosy, which could kill, they weren't able to pass on their genes. But those who were resistant to it were able to pass on their genes and then have future populations that could be not vulnerable to that. Do you have to isolate if you have leprosy? What was it, Malakini? What is that? There was a Hawaiian island that they would put people with leprosy on. They're saying you don't have to be isolated from healthy people or live in special places. Now that we also have an antibiotic, you know, and we have medication to treat it, what we do is we say, you know, try not to have too close contact. But if at all any of your contacts do start to show any sort of symptoms, we treat them right away. Now, in some parts of the South, experts think that armadillos may be spreading the disease. So don't handle an armadillo. All right, so watch out for rash, deformity, nerve pain, things like that. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. People tuning in, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Well, there might be a little change in the social media world right now. As it used to all be about Facebook, it used to all be about Twitter. Now we have Threads, we have Truth Social, and Snapchat, and Instagram. And for those of you that have stayed away from all of it, you're probably happier. You're probably a lot more comfortable and not as, you know, anxious about all the stupid stuff that's going on. And you're probably also not getting yourselves into trouble. Unfortunately, the media world, which I'm in, there is a lot of pressure to be on those platforms. At first, it seemed like it was great. It's like free advertising. You know, you could get your word out. But now it's almost like, well, if you don't have a presence, then that affects, you know, your numbers. It affects your... And so, to me, it's pretty frustrating. But you see celebrities take to social media. Maybe they have a social media manager. Maybe they do it themselves. But there was a little bit of drama that happened a few days ago, which might start to be the end of the social media frenzy. So Jamie Foxx, who had a medical issue, I believe, a couple months ago, and has been starting to get back into the public eye, had posted a very controversial Instagram post. Now, he had, I guess, posted a message saying, quote, "They killed this dude called Jesus. What do you think they'll do to you?" And then he put hashtags, fake friends, fake love. Now, when people saw that, they were like, they killed this dude called Jesus. Is he talking about Jews? What's he talking about? And Jennifer Aniston had, I guess, liked the post. This is so stupid that this is something that makes national news. But this might be the start of the disruption of social media. Jennifer Aniston liked what Jamie Foxx posted. Now, I don't know. She might do what I do, where I don't read the whole thing, but I support my friends. They'll post something, I'll hit a like, but I really don't stop and read it. Or maybe she did read it, but then she got criticized for liking a potentially alleged anti-Semitic post. So she immediately, I think, tried to distance herself from the scandal. I think she shut off part of her Instagram. She clarified. Jamie Foxx also clarified that he was not talking about the Jewish community when he was uploading the note. So, not exactly sure what the hell just went on. But Jennifer Aniston, of course, had said, look, this really makes me sick. I did not like this post on purpose or by accident. And more importantly, I want to be clear to my friends and anyone hurt by this showing up in their feeds. I do not support any form of anti-Semitism, and I truly don't tolerate hate of any kind. And actor Jamie Foxx also apologized. He said, I want to apologize to the Jewish community and everyone who was offended by my post. I now know my choice of words have caused offense, and I'm sorry. That was never my intent. To clarify, I was betrayed by a fake friend, and that's what I meant with they, not anything more. I only have love in my heart for everyone. I love and support the Jewish community. My deepest apologies to anyone who was offended. Nothing but love always, Jamie Foxx. So, I mean, I'm not very sensitive to comments and things like that. I mean, I understand that there's anti-Semitism, but I also understand that people could say things that might just not come out right. I mean, look at how those sportscasters and those sports media personalities, a couple of them got fired because they were quickly tweeting to get that the basketball Nuggets? They were tweeting what the team was doing, and I guess there was a spell correct that changed the word to the N-word. And I think both of them got fired, or one got suspended, another got fired. And so, I get accidents can happen. I also get that there could be, somebody could be trying to relate to something else. And, so to me, innocent until proven guilty. But you're guilty by association if you like or repost something on social media. Now you are attached to that message. And, I think this will all blow over. I don't think it's going to be a big deal. Remember when Jamie Foxx had said with Django Unchained, I get to kill all the white people or something like that. And I know that caused people to, have a stir. Celebrities will sometimes say things that could get taken out of context, or maybe they mean them. I don't really care. I have to go on with my life. But I'm just seeing a big change where so many people are like, I'm going to avoid it. Most younger kids aren't even on Facebook anymore. Facebook is more for the Gen X's or the older millennials. Most of them are on Instagram or Snapchat or some of these other ones. And then Threads opened up, so everybody jumped over to Threads. I don't use Threads because I don't really like the format. I have to read through everybody else's stuff, kind of like Twitter. I don't like that, so I don't use it that much. And so maybe we're going to start getting away from that, because having just one area to go to, like Facebook was, it used to be MySpace. Look at how being first doesn't necessarily get you that golden goose. It's if you could improve better on what was first. And MySpace was apparently one of the first of these. And then Facebook took over because people liked the format better. And, having one place to go to where everybody can meet and talk and chat, it helps. But right now, if you want to post something, You have to post it on half a dozen different platforms. And I think it gets tedious. I think it's counterintuitive. You lose your privacy. You get hacked. My Instagram's been hacked, I think, 3 times now. So I don't really do a lot on Instagram because they're going to hack it. Well, Dr. Dahlia, you need to have thousands of followers. You need to have millions of followers. No, I don't. Okay, I'm not trying to sell anything on Instagram. I'm not selling anything. I'm just using it to connect to my prior students because a lot of my friends aren't on Instagram. It's more of my students. So I get to be in touch with them on Instagram. It's about it. And I understand people can monetize these. And it's really cool to be able to make money on something that you don't have to really work hard at or have a commute with. But, you know, when you start to see stars go off social media, I think, was it the one who played Tom Holland, the one that did Spider-Man? I think he said he had to go off social media because he couldn't stand seeing the hate and what people were saying about him. Maybe there is going to be an end or a change to it. The average American does want to be able to express their words publicly and not have somebody taint it. You know, if I call the news and say, can you guys say this? I have no idea how they're going to say it, in what context, but I have total control on social media. That's why President Trump used Truth Social, or he used social media. He was so tired of getting misquoted or things put out of context that's how he bypassed, the false narrative. He was able to just post what he wanted to on Twitter or Truth Social. Then Twitter and Facebook banned him, so he had to make his own platform. It's crazy, all the stuff that's been going on. So, I don't have to call my family and be on the phone multiple times a day. I could just post something, the family knows where I'm at, I'm good. To me, social media saves time and money. But another thing that's happening, which a lot of people don't realize, are lawsuits for copyrighted material. If you are sharing copyrighted material on these social media sites, you could get in trouble. And there are scam artists out there who have pictures that they make some pictures that are out there, right, on the internet. They go and copyright them. And then if you end up using that picture, they accuse you of copyright infringement. Now, usually innocent infringement and the copyright board, you know, if you prove you had it known, there was no marking, you know, you're bad, you took it down as soon as you found out it was somebody else's who owned it, and most of the time nothing happens. But there's people still threatening to sue. And so if you can't share or post something because you risk getting sued, that's going to also cause a demise of that system. So we'll see what happens, but people have to be very careful what they say. And I'm telling you guys, please be careful what you like or comment on, or a lot of us are not reading the posts. I'm guilty of that. There's people that post long eulogies of a family member that died 10 years ago. I sometimes just can't read it all. I'll show my support, and then I'll move on. I just don't have time to read it. I'm being honest with you guys. You got to be careful with that. Because if you don't read the whole thing and they have something bad in there, people will think that you are agreeing with the message. So, yeah, and you know, hopefully we kind of come up with a better way of expressing our anger without making it look like we're demonizing a group of people. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
News update. Former President Donald Trump and his legal team have until the end of today to respond to special counsel Jack Smith's motion for a protective order. A Republican congressman threatening to defund the Department of Justice and Department of Homeland Security, Chip Roy of Texas, says he doesn't intend to take money away from the agencies, but he also said he does not want to give the agencies a blank check until President Biden tells Congress how he plans to restore the DOJ and secure the border. The last former Minneapolis police officer charged in connection with the death of George Floyd will be sentenced today. Tu Tao scheduled to be in court today to learn his punishment after being convicted of aiding and abetting manslaughter. Thousands of Los Angeles City employees planning to walk off the job tomorrow because they say the city is refusing to bargain with them in good faith. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Brandon writes, Dr. Dahlia, do you find yourself going to church more now than you used to? Do you find yourself more religious now than you used to be? So when I first got this email, I was like, do I go to church more than I used to? None of your business. Because the answer is no. I don't go and pray. I don't go to temple. I'm Jewish, so I don't go to temple. I'll still go to an occasional mass with my friends, but I don't go to temple as much as I used to. But I didn't really go a lot as a kid because my parents couldn't afford to go, even though all of these places of worship was supposed to allow you to be, come in and people of all flocks can come in and pray. You know, there's dues, and it's pretty expensive. I think for my current one, I pay the dues. It's like a few thousand a year, and that's just baseline. When there's things that come up, you want to help out, you know, and because the Bible, it talks about the tithe, I always have a budget for at least 10% of my income to go to charity or, you know, temple, church, whatever. I do a lot with some of the Catholic churches
in town in terms of donations and supplies and food drives and things like that. So I don't mind about the money aspect, but I found myself not going as often when there were politics involved. And I don't like hearing about politics. And I even asked my clergy to maybe refrain from any, you know, bashing of, you know, certain candidates. I just would rather go there for religion. And so I haven't been going that often. But am I more religious? I think I am. So I think the older you get, the more you start to, you know, understand how things in life may work and how things may not be explainable. And I've had a lot of experiences where I think God, you know, showed me signs or intervened and helped. So I do believe that the older you get, the more religious you might get because you'd be able to experience those things. The younger generations, not as into going to church, temple, mosque. You know, it's and I think there's a few reasons for that. Now, I didn't really have a family where we always had to get up early on a Saturday morning, you know, or if we were Christian, Sunday morning to go to church. I didn't grow up in a family like that where you're at church every Sunday morning. We did have Hebrew school, Sunday school. I got bat mitzvahed, but then after that, again, it costs money. It, you know, my father worked on the weekends. I work on the weekends. Now, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to take the Sabbath off, but when there's patients coming in and or going through the telemedicine platform or whatever, I see patients. So I feel guilty about that I don't necessarily go because I do think it helps. I think church attendance, temple attendance, mosque attendance, it helps you, you know, reignite that relationship and the teachings of the Bible there's some amazing stories and morals of the story and opportunities of teaching, you know, during some of the sermons and what you're, you know, when you're praying. And I always count on prayer when it comes to health issues. And so but in terms of attendance, no. And COVID, I think, caused a big change with that. You know, I asked some of my friends, I go, are you going Friday night, you know, to temple or whatever? Because you also do Sabbath Friday night, just like you could do Mass Saturday night. And they said, nobody's there. Well, that's not why you go. You know, it's kind of nice to go when it's empty and then you could pray and have more silence. But a lot of people go to church for community. And so we're hearing that many of these churches are closing or they have to rent out their space for other people because they're not using it. And so to me, not only is church and temple and religion about your relationship with God, which is very individualized, you know, but it gives you a time and moments to, pray and just concentrate on that. So you're not in the middle of an apartment with the phone ringing and, you know, the dog pooping on the carpet. You have a place of solace to pray. But a lot of people used to use that as community. So you wouldn't see a lot of your neighbors or your friends until Sunday or Sunday morning for church and then the potluck afterwards. So, you know, now you could see your friends on social media or you could talk to them, you could text them. So people aren't necessarily going for community. Now, there are some religions that are still very robust with that, but you hear time and time again that the numbers are drastically dropping. And I get worried about that because if people are donating and they aren't helping out their local, clergy or the local temple or church, then it can't stay open. Every time we go, we hear about how power is expensive and how this, you know, and they need money for security and all that. So you want to help. I mean, it costs money to keep these open and for the church or the temple to also provide services for the poor. But if you don't feel like you're a part of that community anymore, you don't go. And that's a shame. And so I've noticed I go less. Most of my friends go less. And overall, they say the percentage of people, there was, I think, one study that this is being reported by the Wall Street Journal. The percentage of people aged 39 to 57 who attended a worship service during the week, either person or online, fell to 28% in 2023, down from 41%. This was the largest percentage point drop of all age groups in a survey of 2,000 adults conducted by the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University. So you get into the habit of not going. That's what COVID did. I never thought during the High Holy Days you were allowed to even turn on a computer, let alone skip services to be on a computer. But because of the lockdown, because of COVID, and our governor didn't open up churches and temples till after the High Holy Days, so that kind of really made some rabbis upset. That was Governor Sisolak at the time. All of a sudden now, you're like, so you are allowed to be on a computer during the Sabbath? You don't have to necessarily be at church. Once people saw that you could still, get away with what you need, you didn't necessarily have to be on site, people seem to enjoy that. And, I don't think religion necessarily is going away. I think people are praying. People are still studying their Bible. People are, embracing some spirituality. But that is going to be affected as churches start to close. Because you get reminded of what God did or what God does when you go to temple and church and mosques. And you get that reinforcement. And after a while, if you're away from it, you don't do it. So, yeah, it'll be interesting, but I don't want to see churches and temples go away because that was our safe haven. That was a place where anybody could go and feel safe and, regroup, talk to somebody. In fact, you could make an argument that some of our mental health issues might be as a result of not having religion. Whenever I would feel sad about something, your rabbi or your congregants make you feel better. In fact, in the Jewish religion, when somebody dies, you sit Shiva for 7 days. And by sitting Shivas, you don't do anything. You don't go to work. You don't put makeup on, whatever. And people come. They bring food. They help you with your house. They don't leave you alone for 7 days. That takes a community. Now, but I noticed I found myself going, I don't want people at the house for 7 days. I don't want to have to clean the house and hose. And, you don't have to do that for me. So it is interesting. Now that we're getting more antisocial, I'm not sure what's going to happen to the church world. The 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL.
Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Christopher writes, why aren't more doctors getting sued for not giving people an antibiotic? And he talks about how he was turned down online for antibiotics. His condition got worse. He ended up being hospitalized because he had a condition that needed an antibiotic. And so I'm no malpractice attorney. But there's a few things going on with the antibiotic issues, and I get alerts all the time about antibiotic resistance, and doctors all across this country are being asked to protect the antibiotics and not write them for viruses. We're not necessarily going to get sanctioned by the medical board, but right now it's voluntary, but urged, strongly urged, that we do something called antibiotic stewardship, where if somebody has a virus, you don't give them an antibiotic. if they think their sore throat is strep, look at the throat first. You know, get a little bit of history. If it doesn't sound like strep, swab them before you give them the antibiotic. And so telemedicine especially, you know, I mean, when I first started telemedicine in 2019, people just kept asking for Z-Packs. And I need a Z-Pack, I need a Z-Pack. Well, that could be very, very dangerous. These telemedicine companies, now that a lot of doctors work for them and not in their office anymore, just giving people antibiotics. And so now you have an infection. You think you need an antibiotic. You call up telemedicine, and they're like, doesn't sound bacterial to me. And it's frustrating, and people are asking for antibiotics over the counter like they have in Mexico, so they could just get the antibiotics themselves. And an argument people make, which I completely understand because I feel this way too, is they say, even if it is a virus, I always feel better on the Z-Pak. Can I have the antibiotic? Even though my urine culture always comes back negative, the antibiotic makes my symptoms go away. Well, the reason why is we think that maybe there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory effect that the antibiotics help with, you know, or their activity on bacteria might then decrease the inflammation that is needed for the baseline bacteria. And so, you know, I don't know exactly the true mechanism, but when I've had a sinus infection that might have been viral, the antibiotics make me feel better right away. We have a population saying, I don't understand. I need to feel better. I need to work. I don't want to be sick for days. I don't want to spread illness. Let me take something that'll make me feel better. But the problem we're having is if these antibiotics stop working, we're going to have hospitalizations rise. We're going to have some major, major issues. And drug-resistant tuberculosis is already out there. You know, drug-resistant skin infections like MRSA is out there. There's drug-resistant urinary tract infection, sepsis. And now that telemedicine is one of the most common forms of medicine platforms out there, people are getting antibiotics without, you know, being examined first. So can you sue if a doctor says no, they didn't give an antibiotic? Well, it depends on the history you gave them. You know, if they look like they were following the standard of care, there's guidelines on when we decide to give antibiotics or not, and they follow those guidelines, it's probably going to be a hard sell. Now, the other thing, too, is telemedicine, I know the companies I work for, will not allow you to treat a kidney infection over the phone. If you have a patient that has an infection in the kidney, they have got to go and get seen in person and get a urine culture, find out what bacteria it is, and then why did the infection go to the kidney? And, you know, and like I said, to check the kidney function and make sure it's not going into kidney failure. So if the provider followed the guidelines and said, hey, you think you're having a kidney infection, it could be a kidney infection, it could be a kidney stone, we aren't allowed to treat that over the phone, so we have to have you go in and get seen, and then you don't get seen, you can't sue the doctor because the doctor told you to go and get seen. You know, but you do. You have a lot of individuals going, I think it's a virus, just fluids and rest. You know, if you're still sick in a few days, you can call back and then maybe we'll do an antibiotic. And I get that's frustrating to people. But, you know, if you think you have a malpractice case, talk to a malpractice attorney. I'm not a malpractice attorney. And then let them decide but keep in mind, if you are going to use over-the-phone telemedicine medical care, it is limited. And after every one of my notes, I'm like, please see an in-person provider for a more definitive diagnosis. Now, will telemedicine doctors start getting sued more and more? Probably. The lawyers always find a way. And I'm not sitting here to bag on the lawyers, but, you know, where there's a legal case, there's a way. But, you know, it's frustrating because many of you are, you know, having a viral sinus infection that you're struggling with for at least a week, week and a half until it finally goes away. Whereas if you took an antibiotic, you might feel better right away. Now, not everybody feels better with an antibiotic. I've had patients call up saying they got an antibiotic from a doctor online, but they're sick and even worse. Well, I'm like, well, it's because you have a virus. The antibiotics don't usually help with that. And most often the virus is COVID. COVID is one of the very few pathogens where after a week, you're still sick. You can go into 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes long symptoms. Most viruses are supposed to be done in 5 to 10 days, not COVID. So when people say, yeah, I took an antibiotic and I'm still sick, I'm like, well, that's probably because you have a virus. Did you get tested for COVID? No, I took an antibiotic. Now they're on day 7 or 8, and it's too late to start them on the COVID medication. So, yeah, so I get it. It's not easy. You know, we are really pushing towards what society wants is no doctor, no middleman, unless they really need it. This way they could treat their strep throat or their UTIs. I can't tell you how many times people have thought they had a UTI, but it was an STI. Now, this is another reason why doctors are continually hounded to not overprescribe antibiotics, especially over the phone, because if somebody has an STI, they could be spreading it because they're like, oh, well, it's just a UTI, and I'm already on an antibiotic for 3 days, so I'm good. Yeah, I love the fact of telemedicine because it increases access to people of all in all cities. And me being licensed in 12 states, it's fantastic for me to be there for people who don't live next to a medical center. But on the flip side, people misdiagnose themselves all the time. Now, I had to tell a mom that I thought her kid had appendicitis. She's like, no, just give him an antibiotic for his stomach pain. I can't do that. If his appendix bursts, you know, then we get in trouble. So could a telemedicine doctor get sued for at all? Absolutely. If somebody really needed to go to the ER and they said, nope, you don't have to, just, you know, call us back in a few days. Yeah, there can be liability. Not as much as an in-person provider, because most juries understand that telemedicine is a very limited, you know, allows a very limited exam. And many people are choosing that to save money and to save a trip. But if they think that a doctor gave wrong information, then, you know, there is that liability. And so, you know, some of you have been frustrated that you do call telemedicine. They tell you to go get seen, go get seen. You're like, well, then why am I going to calling telemedicine? Well, because you're getting a physician. You're in pajamas at home on Christmas Day, and you're getting a physician like me who's working Christmas to answer your questions at your beck and call. There's value there. But there's, again, only so much we could do. Somebody had run into a tree skiing, and he thought he had a basilar skull fracture with a CSF fluid leak out of his nose. I'm like, why aren't you at the hospital? They're like, well, just give me antibiotics. I can't treat that over the phone. 1-877-DOCS-ALLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.